Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alberto, the coordinator from Family First. Am I
Hi, how
speaking
you doing?
with Miss Gia?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Miss Gia. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm glad to hear that you're okay. And I'm calling today because I have to do the monthly follow-up of your services. Just like the last time we spoke, I
What,
just
in
have two
person? Because over the
questions.
phone, you'd have to call me back because I'm outside and I'm watching this creepy character jumping around. So I want to make sure he doesn't do nothing to my daughter.
Okay,
Yeah,
okay.
because this is not a good neighborhood. So I have to be real careful because people are shooting and stabbing and doing all kinds of stuff. So I want to make sure she's safe. Because when our adrenaline kicks in, I already told you I'm raging. That's my children. And my children are 41, 39, and 34. But somebody put their hands on them, I'm going to prison. I'm telling you that right now. So I'm not feeling too good right now in that sense. My health is fine right now, but I'm just agitated.
No, don't worry. I understand, Miss Gia. Your safety comes first. So, if this is not the best time to speak, I'll call you later or a different day.
Well, you can call today. I'm just trying to make sure she's good to go.
Okay.
Because she was bringing bags in, her and my son, and
Oh.
he went around back to secure the gate because the gate's real flimsy. Long story. Oh, I think she's coming now. So, what I want you to do, if we can get together, I was bang. What took you so long? I got the Family First guy on the phone. I did want to ask you. I need to go to a funeral, and I want to take my home care person with me, and I didn't know if we're allowed to do that or what. I don't know.
But is it going to be during the hours of the schedule?
Yeah.
Well, if the caregiver feels comfortable going with you, there is no problem. The caregiver
Oh,
can also
good.
provide services outside of the member's house. Like usually they do grocery shopping or shopping in general. Yeah, there's no problem if the caregiver it's okay with that. And if
Oh,
you.
good. The caregiver's fine with it. I just need them to take me to a funeral and help me in and out the car and different things like that. In addition, I was hoping I could even get a change of scenery. I feel like I'm in hospice where all I do is sit in the house and wait to die. I don't want to do that. I'm a young woman. I'm only 60 years old. I'm not trying to just sit like I'm 90 and I'm never moving around. I can't do that. That's just too much. That's also an aggravating to me. You know, because I could ride with them sometime. I'm not going to just sit like
Yeah.
this.
Yeah, the only thing to keep in mind is to remember clock-ins and clock-outs can
Clock
only
ins and
be
clock
at
out.
the member house. It needs to be at the member house. So
At the
if you need
member's
to
house.
go
Well,
out,
if I'm at a funeral out of town, I'm not at the member's house. It's my family member died in Maryland, and one died in New Jersey. The guy burned up, 22 years old.
okay.
Yeah, see that's a little. I got to be able to go to a funeral. That's what I have to do.
Okay, well,
And they would have to take me to, huh?
in this case, if it is outside of Philadelphia, you need to confirm with your service coordinator in Keystone first if you are allowed
Well, who
to.
is that? I don't know who these people
I
are. If you could
see.
send me
Okay.
text it to me, because I can't remember. They put so much on older people now. It's ridiculous where we're doing all our medical and typing papers and faxing and doing all this stuff. People don't feel like that when they're older, and it's too much. And no,
Yeah.
it's absolutely too much, and it makes me edgy. I don't like all that. It's just ridiculous. And they're over the top with that. That computer stuff has made things so much worse. I wish it never was invented. I mean, really, it's absolutely annoying. So, it's not you. You're cool, but it's just I feel like I'm under scrutiny or something where I can't breathe, I can't move around when I got somebody doing the stuff for me. But I'm not going to just sit in the house and wait to die. I got to go out sometime too.
Yeah, I'm going to send your text the number and the name of the representative that you can speak and confirm and that you can receive the services there. Okay?
I mean, if they're with me, they're with me, and that's that. And they're clocking in and, or clocking out at the hour they're supposed to, and they put me on the phone or I text on there and do something. I might sign a paper. They know that it's nothing slick, that they're actually with me. You know what I mean? I'm not doing anything, but I got to be able to move around sometime. I'm getting tired of just sitting around. And I got things I want to do in my life, too. I don't want my life to just end. The way the government's going now, I'm a terrified mess. Because I got to start trying to figure out ways to survive. If they cut all this off, I'm screwed. I gotta figure some things out, and I can't do it just sitting in a chair.
Yeah, I
Think you
understand it. I'm
understand?
going to send you the information so you can double check with her, and if she approves that you can receive services there, and then yeah, there is no
Oh,
problem.
yes, I'm not moving there, nothing, just that I would go there and come home. But I have to be able to go to a funeral, a wedding, or whatever. If I wanted to go to a graduation in the city, I should be able to do things like that, not just sit and wait to die. Oh, man, that's just out of control now. It's over the top. Especially when the services are being done. And it's not like they're not doing what they got to do, or they're not with me. And, you know, so I don't see where that's a big deal. And if it is, then I got issues then. I got to figure that out. I might have to go somewhere where they don't have a problem with that, because I'm not going to just sit like this. This is starting to freak me out. I feel like I'm 95 years old. This is terrible.
Yeah, you understand me, Mr.
Yeah, I'm 60, not 95.
But, yeah. So don't worry, I'll send you that information so you can get in contact and follow up. So
thank you, sweetie. You could call me back today or even tomorrow, but give me a heads up just in case, because I've been trying to do some schooling over the online. I was trying to set that up at least and try to get some things. I might want to try to start a holistic business or something, try to get some money coming in. Just living like this is just, it's not a life. It's existing. It's not living. Existing and living are two different things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want to live, not exist. That makes you just suicidal at that point. You're ready to say, well, what the hell with this? And even being around, if all you're going to do is sit in a chair and wait to die. I'm not going to do that. I'm an Aries. I don't do that kind of stuff. That's a little bit too much now. So, yeah, give me a call back. I mean, now that I know you're safe, so because I told you your brother ran around back, I didn't want, I'm getting ready to meet up with him when he comes back around the corner, but I didn't know. Did you see him? Okay. Yeah, because I wanted to make sure I told you it was that he went in another direction. Okay, because that guy was creeping around, and he was all throwed off, and I didn't want to have to come off that porch and cut his throat, because I'm not playing around somebody messing with my children. That's it. Ain't that much old age in the world. No, I'm sorry about that, Roberto. I told you how I get. I warned you when you met me.
Yeah, don't worry.
Warned you. I told you I got that Latin blood. I don't play around like that. I start getting real crazy when somebody mess around with my family.
And you are correct. You are completely correct about that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your understanding and compassion. I do. God, really appreciate it. Bless you for that.
Don't worry. So, yeah, I'll follow up on this, and we'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay.
You have a good
Thanks.
Day.
Thanks. You too, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.